Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Wednesday, July 30th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Well, you're probably waking up this morning, or you went to bed last night, seeing that, because it did make mainstream news, that we had a very large 8.8 earthquake hit the planet. And we certainly did. And I want to say specifically that I'm glad that everyone is safe for such a large quake. The fact that we are seeing minimal damage, minimal impact in terms of what this has caused so far as of this morning. I've been up, went to bed late, got up quite early. So from what I can see so far, there is still potential tsunami activity, you know, just being able to be mindful of being on low-lying areas where the ocean is, just to be very mindful of that. But obviously waking up today, seeing that there has been very little damage, and this obviously could have been much, much worse because of the size of the quake. All right. So again, this podcast is about being able to connect our evolutionary intelligence, our adaptive abilities, and being able to connect that into these earth changes so we can actually use that information to be judicious about what we pay attention to, how we pay attention to it, and do we use that body intelligence to guide us to knowing how to do X, Y, or Z. So that's what this is about. So even though I get into, you know, the space weather, and I get into some things that are happening here on Earth, and I scour through the science on a daily basis, I am not here to predict the next quake. I'm not here to do those things. I am here to help you to connect what goes on inside of you as it relates to these earth changes, to use this intuitive information, to use our senses to hone in, to fine-tune those senses, and to have those senses guide us, to guide you through these changes. So that's what this is about. And I just want to remind people of that, because I am not a fan of having people's power be taken away from them. For example, you know, we have a tendency to, let's say, you know, we're addicted. I'm not saying you are like this, but like in general, you know, we have this tendency that when there's fear or when there's a big traumatic event or a big charge or big activity, this tendency to rely upon a spokesperson or people that will tell us what's happening, tell us what's going on. And I think that's great to a degree. However, I have always been somebody that says, hey, don't go to the psychic. Why don't you fine-tune your own capacities? Maybe the psychic is good at first for you if you find that there's some validity there. But how about we tune into your own capacities? And that's what this is about. I'm a big believer in empowering you to awaken your senses and to fine-tune those. So I wanted to share that. Now, this, like I said, will probably be longer than 8 minutes today. So here's what I've heard. People have said, I felt dizzy this weekend. I mean, quite a few people, I mean, strangers not speaking to me. I overheard them talking to one another, and I'm sitting here going, well, what do I do? Do I give you this information, this podcast, or, you know, what do we do? So people were feeling dizzy. They were feeling off balance. They felt fatigue. They felt like a weakness in their knees, a need to eat just to be able to stabilize. Some people describe like a pulling apart in order to come back together. And that's what felt like was going on. Now, this was before the earthquakes happened. And I'll get into, you know, the size and what time they occurred and how many. So this, I would say, if you felt that, you know, it can be destabilizing, of course, because it's like, hey, we're out maybe shopping or we're at work, and then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get dizzy or you get fatigued, you get tired, and you can't really speak to people. You don't know what's going on. And, you know, of course, it's this negative internalization. Ha ha. You're actually feeling Mother Earth. You're actually feeling these earth changes. And again, we need to be able to make these connections. I see so many still not able to make these connections. And this is something that we absolutely have within our capacities to do at this point. So, you know, you can feel these earth changes, not just the earthquakes, but, and the solar activity, as we talked about, but even the weather. I will share a story at some point about a tornado that I was in, and I got that information 3 days before it happened, and basically knew generally what to do and where to go, and knew that it was a big deal. It wasn't something to not pay attention to. So I also want to say that if people are continuing to talk about the sky is falling, we're going to get another mega quake, the earth splitting apart, you know, how do you function with that? Because if it's always in this shock value, then you're always looking for this, you know, this next shock. And without necessarily paying attention to the body, although again, this information is helpful, I will continually redirect people to their body, to their sensations, and to what it is that we're feeling. Because obviously the earth, especially this ring of fire, is going off right now. And, you know, what is it that you're feeling in your body? And it becomes more challenging when you've got this external information and activity going on and excitement with this external information. Sometimes it becomes more challenging to pay attention to what's going on, again, inside of us, in our internal compass. And I think that piece is important. So it's just learning how to counterbalance what you're hearing on the outside with the inside, and making sure that your inside is as loud as what you're paying attention to with the outside. So, all right, let's get into it. I want to talk quickly about this comet Shushan Atlas. So what you're seeing, it's a comet. I'm not sure when we started calling it a UFO, but it's a comet. That seems to be getting attention right now. It's a comet. And so I just want to come out and share that piece. So if you're seeing things in the news right now that it's a potential UFO, I would just caution you to take it with a grain of salt right now. All right. So let's talk about the earthquakes. So we did have yesterday 6.6 south of the Fiji Islands. So that really was starting the rumblings. And again, people were feeling this before that 6.6 happened. And then we had the 8.8 at 2324 UTC in Kamchatka, Russia. And then we had a whole slew of aftershocks in Russia, not exactly in the same area. So we had a 6.9, then a 6.3. I would say, and after that, there was just too many aftershocks to count. We also had some rumblings in Guatemala. And obviously, again, as you're waking up today, you went to bed last night, we had tsunami warnings in Japan, Hawaii, British Columbia, on the west coast of the United States, South America, Micronesia. And I would say, looking at the Hawaiian Islands so far, again, based on what I could find this morning, is Maui is the one that seemed to get a little higher of that wave so far than the rest of the Hawaiian Islands. And in the past, it was Hilo on the Big Island. When we would get these large quakes, I believe it was 1946, and I think it was 1960 that those were bigger tsunamis where there was loss of life with some big quakes that occurred. So just friends on the Hawaiian Islands that had to take cover, and everyone did, and went to higher ground. All right. So the sun is still producing minor flares right now. So it had like 24 yesterday. 24 the day before, and we're at 18 in the last 24 hours. So it's still producing these minor flares. The largest of those was a C 4.7. Their prediction is a slight chance of a G1 storm either tonight or tomorrow. Again, a slight chance because of that high-speed coronal hole. We've got 7 sunspot regions facing Earth. The prediction is still 30% for the M class and 5% for the X class. So minor prediction from the sun doing anything. It seems like the Earth is the bigger story with what she's doing. Solar wind is currently at about 380 kilometers per second. It did peak yesterday at 600 kilometers per second. And that was around 7:28 UTC. KP is still quiet to unsettled between 1 and 3. The Schumann resonance, when looking at that this morning, there was a notable rise in resonance power. We did have several spikes, then this gradual decay. It did appear there was global synchronization. It could have been due to atmospheric coupling. It also potentially could be due to tidal influence, can influence Schumann's amplitude complexity, so that's a possibility. And it does appear that human emotional states did synchronize with the Earth's magnetic fields. So that's comparing a couple of these different charts. So, and I would say, you know, again, these things are never a slam dunk in the science department, like, oh, look, this is what the Schumann and the GCI read, so therefore, boom, there's proof that what you were feeling yesterday had something to do with it. We don't entirely know, but I would say that it's a pretty good indication if you were feeling some of those things I mentioned earlier as I started speaking here this morning, that you were feeling the earthquake, the potential earthquake activity coming. So there we go. So remember to head over to ietevolve.substack.com to comment or make questions. And our wisdom drop for the day. Events like this give us a great opportunity to further awaken our senses and our intuitive senses, as well as an opportunity to come together in a new way, which I hope you did. And you do. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.